Absolute silence, absolute stillness. They always reign in the palace. Guards work 3-hour shifts, unmoving after the shift change. The penalties for movement are severe. It is a test of discipline. The captains tell their guards, but the real reason is that there is something moving through these halls, which the royal family would rather keep unseen. It crouches low to the ground, giggling and making a game of its darting, dashing just out of sight of every guard. During the day, no one is allowed inside the palace, and the guards patrol outside only. But at night, the stilled, silenced guards and their nimble companion are the only ones awake. You feel darkness descend. The moonlit corridor where you stand watch becomes that little bit more dim. The door behind you, the one that you are to guard, which leads into a disused drawing room, it does not open. And yet, a dainty hand clad in silk rests on your cheek, on your shoulder. You don't see her fingers, but you know her voice and the feeling of those gloves. And it arouses you at once. A flare of need runs through your body, conditioned by now by the presence of that silk. You feel something sliding into your pants, into the pockets of your pants, rubbing you through the fabric. Someone behind you, her rubbing and exploring immediately leaving trails of heat running from your thighs, then between your legs, pushing the fabric against you, stimulating you. You close your eyes tight. That is allowed, and closing them might let you endure. Resist climax that has been building, your body edged and aroused during every break period, trying to avoid it, but turning your thoughts away, back to her. When she begins to speak, your body is already in the throes of passion. It hasn't been long since she touched you, yet the time between grows ever more unbearable. To be parted from her skin, from the slickness of her, is to write your own sentence of unbearable edging, of lustful heat that surprises you out of the corner of your mind, ambushes you, has you edging to the memory of her touch and verbal indulgence. And now, at last, she is here. Hello again, my love. I can feel how turned on you are. I am the same. Do you feel my heat against you? You've waited. You've been so patient. I will not keep you waiting any longer than I must, but I must tease. I must bring you to the brink, and I've been that way all day, burning with need for you. We must be the same, be equalized in our yearning. Forgive me, for even after all this, after so much, I'm still shy, tentative, hesitant, that I raise the courage to caress you, to bring my body against yours, that I can do these things at all. Let it be a sign of how much I crave you, of how much you are mine, and I yours. And though we only meet like this, I remember your touch, every moment between, unstirring, still. I've grown quite attached to you like this. The contrast of your body's actions and its automatic reactions make. I dream of the way you tremble, the vacant look in your eyes, the way you drool. I am the same way. I watch myself in my mirror, in my chambers as I touch. I practice showing an expression. I suppose you cannot see, bound as you are to stare straight ahead. But there are some movements you can make, and I dream of them too. Or I lay there, slick, touching myself, dreaming of them. All the small things you are allowed to do to show your enjoyment, to let out your pleasure and make it known without breaking the rules. Pardon my shyness, pardon my hesitance. I am already soaked, and I need to taste you, long to taste you. I just felt, I should say, a sort of hello, even though it's all been about sex, the needs of my sex for you. I know you can't move, but once I slide you inside, no one's going to know. Once your length is in my throat, I've been practicing. The quartermaster was so scandalized when I asked for a realistic sex toy, something to suck on, to work my throat on. But she dare not refuse me. Someday, when we're together and you're allowed to move, we'll think back on this and play with one another. I will ask you to stay still, and you'll indulge my fetish, my little game. I think I've gotten addicted to watching for the micro twitches of your muscles, for seeing your length stand up and your pent-up sperm drool down. I learned the words. I have my books. I have climaxed while comparing you to my books. You compare favorably. The words make me blush. My ache for you, even more so. But a modern ruler must be bold, confident. Think of this as one more way you are helping me prepare. This silence, this stillness is a necessity right now. No one can stop me, can send me back to my room, can say anything at all. And so, we can be together. Pardon my gloves, for they may be slick with my juices, yet I have been gently touching myself as well, and now it is your turn to feel their touch. Oh, it seems you do not mind. Still so big, the scent so thick, my body heats up out of control. There's so much in here, a treat for me. Meals aren't the same, and I thirst. Thirst, no matter how quenched my thirst ought to be. At last, let me lick it. Taste it. If it gets hard and twitches for me, There will be no evidence, and no one would dare question, and I will leave no trace. I must have it. So your stillness need not extend to your rigid parts. I suppose I should use more proper words, and I will. It is not only anatomical texts I have in my chambers, but I have obtained some more modern erotic works. I have been practicing, and though I know you cannot praise me with words, these parts of you can praise me here in private. If anyone saw us, and no one can see us, I'd know. But if anyone saw us, they would not fault you, so long as you stay still above, and your only movement is in reaction to me. Oh, what was I saying? It distracts me. The scent is so heavy. The yearning so pure. I need... Can you hear me touching myself now? Could you sense that I was doing it earlier? I've been doing that since before the changing of the guard. When I was in my room, the day guards had to listen. I made sure they heard me soaking my sheets over you. I am going to remove my top and let you feel my breasts. I saw a diagram in the book of just precisely how to capture you. I know you cannot look, cannot turn, cannot gaze down at me, no matter how much you might long to. Your stillness is necessity right now. But what is necessity now will just be a fun game, a memory when we are together in the light. Or at least in a shaded private room someday soon. Permit me one lick. One slurp, one taste, before I return to my thoughts and prepare to surround you in the valley between my tits. It's been too long since I saw this. You'd say it's been just a day. But I know it feels like more for you and for me. You are getting so good at filling these sacks. They are so warm. I feel like I could roll the pebbles, the stones, the testes inside. This is how I learned about lust, about sex. About the ache between my legs I would fruitlessly try to satiate. Every day, and now, it is easier to climax with you on my mind. Easier to return to my room when the sun is rising and climax to make a mess of my sheets again, oh, and again, and then sleep in, exhausted, grinning and thrilling as your seed settles into my stomach, slurped from this perfection. I adore it, and I have worked to know how to rename it and how to please it. So please, I want your seed, your sperm, semen, fluids onto my tongue, into my mouth. I cannot get enough of its taste. But that is not today's treat. Though you cannot see it, I will describe it. I will place teasing images into your head, as you have done to me, as you have left me to satiate my own wants. In the novels, the erotic ones, often the penis was allowed to squirt freely onto the breasts, face, hair of the sucking, stroking partner, her breasts surrounding the shaft, her hands touching the testes. I wish to experience this, and I want you to know you have sullied a princess's body with your fluids, left me sticky and proud and hot and aroused. Yet does it not feel like being sullied? It feels like I will be marked as yours, and you as mine, in the completion of that act, that dirtying of my body. I may choose any suitor, and if you prove equal to my expectations, I will choose you. But you deserve to suffer, to work, to pass a test, to show your endurance. Other contenders for my hand would, of course, face different challenges. But the one I have for you is so very simple. I shouldn't feel so aroused at the idea of you waiting a long time, being made to need the climax so desperately. But I do. And maybe I am different from other women. I have no way to know. And no way to know how you differ from other people, except that I am happy with you. I know guards do not see women often, but I also know from things you have murmured when you thought you were alone, but suspected you might not be. I know how you feel. Oh, a droplet! I almost missed it. It almost fell to the floor. And that would be unthinkable. Your juices are precious. Every drop belongs in my mouth or upon my body. You have waited long enough to feel yourself sandwiched between my breasts. I will begin the motions which will seal your fate. I will allow climax only when it is time, because I have a vision, a fantasy of you at your very limit, spraying your seed all over me. Your sperm coating my breasts and running down my nipples to drip onto my gloved fingers as I hold my chest up to be covered. My lips, my face, every inch of me in need of cleaning. And you know I will wait, because I will relish this. You are so delicious. Drip for me, please. There's always so much. How is there always so much? I want to lubricate the space between my breasts with your fluids. Every time I clenched and ground out blank-brained escapism on my silk sheets, pales in comparison to clenching my thighs and humping my hand while I gulp and slurp around this thickness, this hardness. I want you to spread me. You haunt my dreams, you know. Today, you will paint me. Feel my gloves squeezing, massaging your testicles. The sack containing them, it is so warm. It throbs. It contains the paint you will spread on my beautiful canvas. Feel my breasts. Imagine me fondling them while thinking of you. For that is what I've been doing. Soaked sheets and moans in my cavernous room below. Yes, they are sticking to it. Even the lubrication you've provided is not enough to prevent that. Do you love their softness? Do you want more? The nipples are pushing into you. Feel my arousal as I feel yours. Connected. Your length is finally responding. It's dripping so much. Streams so close. Yes, I did it. I turned you on. Made you a little slick, a little drippy. But I want it to be more if it is to paint me. I will churn and rub these testicles. Do not try to climax early. I will know. I know you feel good. I feel good when you squirt within my mouth, and I clench and feel soaked below. But please, endure. I have spent so long hours just lusciously retaining, just constantly replaying the thought of you as I ride the edge. Ride the edge for me too. It feels so much better when my climax is awaited, baited, restrained, tamed. I needed to return the favor. Unknowingly, you rut me in my dreams. I'll share more. But it's going to drip on the floor if I don't keep rubbing your leaking, overflowing seed from those pent-up, flooded storage capacity testes. Do they feel heavy? Your testes. The books had drawings, but nothing does the real thing justice. So heavy, so imminent. I can reach the tip from here. Mwah. A full day is too long to wait. I'm really grateful you didn't take a day off this week. Did you wonder why your overtime requests are always approved? Even if it pushes your pay way up. Well, that's me telling the captain of the guards in notes. I guess you don't wonder anymore. You know I like you. Don't flinch. Stay still. No sound. I'm going to touch your testicles with one hand and hold my breasts up with the other. You cannot move your hips, so you may feel quite deprived at this reduction in tension. That may even be the case that some pleasure drains away from your balls. Curious. It feels so hot. Oh, so thick. Is this what happens when you wait? It feels good, almost comforting, to have my breasts around it. Oh, I will continue. Oh, I wish you could curl your fingers inside of me. Someday soon, maybe. For now, they cannot even touch me, cannot even grasp my breasts. The only contact you will get is as a passive statue receiving pleasure. But this part of you is not passive. Up and down, hot and sticking, clinging, up and down, and around. Oh, I'm feeling it. Oh, between my legs, I imagine I'm as close as you, as aroused. I am happy you are stuck this way, frozen, waiting. If I were frozen, resistance would be difficult. Though, I can see the white knuckle grip you have on your restraint, how difficult it is. Oh, you must endure. I cannot have you be fired. We must be able to keep meeting like this. I am not quite ready to slide you inside yet. And so it is nice that you are frozen and trapped between my tits. There is a reason I have not surrendered my orchid to you. Oh, two reasons I'll tell you tonight. Finally, when we are done, I want to, I do, to let you come in me. I want to let you come in me. Oh my. But from the way I feel Just having my breasts against your length. Ah, I may climax as you squirt upon me. My body climax coming completion. Squeeze, squeeze, oh, in my mouth, quick. I must suck the tip. I want. I want you to paint my breasts. I want more than that. Truly, I want to have you inside me when I climax. I needed it in my mouth when I came. Oh, I can't stop touching, but I'm so sensitive. Oh, my button is buzzing, and one arm is enough to hold my breasts up and surround you. It's tender. Every feeling is more luscious. Every twitch is better. But of course, you can go longer. I've been helping you, training you. You have the discipline to remain still, remain quiet. But the first time I introduced myself, wrapped myself around it, sucked on it. Oh, you came so early. Now, it is so strong. I quiver, leak, and break just to look at it. Your shaft, at these testes, and they could pump so much thick seed inside me, and I want that, but the consequences are a bit much for now, but we could be together, so I think I'll find the courage soon. It's law. If you knock up the princess, you get to live in the palace. Technically, I guess you'd be my consort. But, you know, I would allow you to lay me against the wall, over a table, to fill me and use our coupling to relieve your lust. You'd never go to work pent up ever again. And that is the first reason I do not slide you inside me right now. When we make love, I want you to ravish me. I want to lay back and be taken with the lustful avarice of anyone being granted an opportunity to fuck a princess. I dream of you doing that, taking me. Not of you standing still as I do all of the work. I lay there, in my chamber, deep beneath your very feet, in fact. Maybe I could feel your desire soaking down to me And that's what brought me up here again. I'll keep coming, as long as you want me to. As long as your hard dick keeps coming for me. On me. The poor guards. They have to listen and whimper and yearn. You get to feel me directly. The others only dream. When I left my room, I hardly made it any distance at all before I needed to touch myself. Sitting by the vast painting in the east wing, hiding in the shadow of a column, touching, dreaming of you unleashing your heavy cargo all over my tits, of giving you release, but not yet. We are not at the moment I dreamt of. Yet. Oh. Do you like my gloves? As I said, I use a pair like this when I touch myself too. The first few times touching you, the first few caresses, and I was hooked on how it felt to use them. Silk and control. I got quite used to them. Now, I never go without. And merely slipping them on arouses me. You've become very aware of her gloves, of the heat which leaks through them from her skin beneath. Her breasts are warm, pliable. They stick to your length. Ordinary enough. There's something more, however. Framing, massaging, winding up under your buttocks. Beginning to massage your ass, like fingers, gentle. The darkness in the hallway increases, descends, continues to grow. You are staring straight ahead, remaining just as you always were. Despite pleasure rising and growing in continuous waves, the touch of her fingers, of whatever darkness, is also massaging over your shoulders and chest. The feel of her breath across the head of your penis, and her lips capturing it periodically where it escapes between her breasts. It is too much, and it becomes more as the darkness accrues. You search your mind for her face, for an image of her smile, and only see more darkness, but sensual, alluring. You welcome it. You invite it inside, and the pleasure intensifies as she grips your length with a silken glove and begins to jerk it, keeping it lodged between her breasts as best she can while stimulating you. Too much, much too much, and yet, you know you will climax soon, and it is different than any other climax. But you are being held to the edge. The darkness soaks in. You know you will only climax when it is time, when she says. And if you were not forbidden to move, you would be smiling as the tendrils of inky influence begin to massage your body all over in time to her sucking, bouncing strokes upon you. Yes, I love these gloves, but there is another reason to wear them. When I pump you like so, when I push you between my breasts, I don't look it, you know, like a demon. But how would the common people know? That's why I stay here, and why no one else is allowed to move at night. So I can roam unseen. When I was younger, I'd crawl right past the guards, right under their noses. Now, I just walk past usually. I got good at it. No guard is allowed to look down. The few times someone did, and broke the rules by seeing me at night. I always asked them to be merciful to them, but it never worked out. You taste so good. My saliva upon you. This is why you are so pent up lately. Why you get hard, remain hard, time after time. I wear the gloves partly because I like them. I think I really do have a glove fetish now. And because my hands would do even more to you. It's good you're so disciplined. It's one of the things I admired. Oh, still admire about you. Even after I've been licking you so many times. If you were to couple with me properly, climax within, we would be each other's thrall, lover, devotee, forever. There is no getting free, so for a while, I think I will do this, and get to know you better. Let you climax on my breasts, on my face. I dreamed about it, fantasized about it. It's something I need. Contact with your fluids slowly teaches me more about you. I know more and more. Every time it brings me closer to feeling comfortable with my decision, with choosing you. Do you adore my breasts? Are you loving them more? That touch with my skin will also bring you closer to me. Bond us. Bind us. You're showing more sign than usual of trembling. I will let you finish soon. Endure. Endure in your stillness. My family didn't want me finding anyone at all. But this place still must have a guard. Still, no one was suitable. Until now. It seems you're no less turned on. It seems you're still just as eager to make love to a princess. And as delicious as always. It's even harder now that I've told you. Oh, then, if you're so determined, I will give you a further test of endurance. Hold on now. As I stroke you up and down between my breasts, dream of getting to paint me with your seed, to splatter all over me, to cover me, and now make it a reality. Climax for me. Sully a princess with your seed. Sticky and thick. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, I've waited. I've waited so long. Let it all out. Every bit of sperm inside your balls, let it out on me. When it slows, I will still pump up and down, contained, confined between my breasts. Feel my gloves. Remember them. Know that if you fantasize about them, you might as well fantasize about me, masturbating myself with them, because I will be. So much, so much ejaculate. I did not think it would be. Nothing in my books prepared me. Oh, it's in my hair. On my cheeks. It makes for a wonderful, sticky feeling between my breasts. Let me stroke you more between them. Oh, I can't stop. My body will not be convinced to stop. The scent is making my head spin. Good. It's good. When it becomes mere slippery pre-cum, I will still pump. Not until you are empty will I stop. Perfection. Paint me. Mark me. Let it out upon me. Make me your own. Mark me. And no, I will return tomorrow. Thank you. I have waited too long. And I will wait no more than one more day. Thank you. She slithers away out of sight, but you're not content to wait one more day. Nor, you realize, is she. That's why she emphasized the time scale. When your shift finally ends, which coincides with when your mind is able to form coherent thoughts again, you really think back over everything that happened. You linger on the pleasant parts, but also you know she had a certain tone in her voice at specific times. In your long watches, staring straight ahead, you always count things, track things, make note of things in order to pass the time. How many times a bird cries out? How many shuffling footsteps within rooms from royals moving around? In short, you are your own incident log. You recall her comments and remember it all perfectly. You assemble the clues, everything she said, landmarks, distances, the fact it's right below you, her mention of a specific painting, her mention of how long it took to get to you from her room. The garden's prettiest flower, the rare purple orchids that they keep under glass. There's one on a dais next to the painting she masturbated under. She mentioned giving you her orchid. Her room must be behind there. And the pedestal with the orchid is the key. You can go visit her. She is challenging you. A challenge. A proposal that, with your aroused body once more readying itself for lustful abandon, you shudder to go accept.